In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Friday, the 14th of June, 2019. Behind the microphone for presentation, I am your host, Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 7 to 15. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. I read from the first reading. But we hold this treasure in pots of earthenware, so that the immensity of the power is God's and not our own. We are subjected to every kind of hardship, but never distressed. We see no way out, but never despair. We are pursued, but never cut off. Knocked down, but still have some life in us. Always we carry with us in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus too may be visible in our body. Indeed, while we are still alive, we are continually being handed over to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus too may be visible in our mortal flesh. In us, then, death is at work. In you, life. But as we have the same spirit of faith as is described in Scripture, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We too believe, and therefore we too speak, realizing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up with Jesus in our turn and bring us to himself and you as well. You see, everything is for your benefit, so that as grace spreads, so to the glory of God. Thanksgiving may also overflow among more and more people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
But for your grace, I could not be saved. But for your grace, I would go my way. I'm forever grateful that you have been faithful to me, Lord, for your amazing grace. But for your grace, I cannot be saved. But for your grace, I would go my way. I'm forever grateful that you have been faithful to me.
We are nothing without God. We are nothing without God. Dearly beloved, in today's reading, St. Paul describes us as earthenware or clay pots. He says, but we hold this treasure in pots of earthenware, so that the immensity of the power is God's and not our own. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Earthenware material are very fragile. When they come in contact with any hard substance, they break or split. Worse still, when they fall to the ground. Earthenware material, the moment they touch the ground, are shattered to pieces, and you cannot put back the pieces together. No one who treasures what he has, especially liquid, can keep it in anything anywhere. It is such a great risk to bear. In saying we are earthenware pots, St. Paul refers to our human nature that has been corrupted by sin. After the fall of Adam and Eve, the will of the human person has been weakened. It is now prone and tilted towards evil. In referring to us as earthenware pots, St. Paul points to our vulnerability. We are likely to break at any time. Earthenware refers to our nothingness, our limitedness. The earthen vessel which holds the priceless treasure is human nature as it is, our body in its weakness and liability to sin and death, our mind with its limitations and confusions, also our broken moral nature with its distortions and misconceptions. Confer Lamentations chapter 4 verse 2 and Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 28. Earthenware also refers in another sense, in a very symbolic way, to our low profile, especially those of us who are priests and ministers of God's word, and also those of us who are Christians. Many, in fact, most of us, before God called us, we were nothing. It is his call that has made us something. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26, St. Paul says, "Before God called you, how many of you were wise in the ordinary sense of the word? How many were influential? How many were noble by birth?" If people give us respect, if people give us honor, it is because of the ministers of God that we are. And so it is God's call that has made us the people we are. Out of it, in fact, before, we were nothing, absolutely nothing. As Christians, we are princes and princesses, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. It is his call by baptism that has given us the dignity that we own, the dignity that we carry. We are princes and princesses, royal birth, because of our sharing inheritance with Christ. In today's reading, we find an embrace, as it were, of the divine and the human. Though we cannot rely solely on the human, at least, human effort is also necessary to a certain degree. At least, the clay pot can hold something, though we cannot trust its durability and resistance. So grace meets human effort. Though we need God's grace, we also need human effort to achieve the things we need to. We can't just sit back and depend only on God's grace. Yes, he gives us the grace, but he also needs us to apply human effort. God's good people. The reason for this is to make us always remain thankful to God, for whose grace aids us in our weakness. So whatever we are able to do well, the immensity of the power is God's, not our own. So we should not boast, for without God we are nothing. Just as a piece of paper cannot boast to resist being caught up by fire if placed by it, so too we cannot boast to triumph against evil on our own without God's grace. We shouldn't also boast because of who we are, ministers of God's word, carrying ourselves up with a lot of pride and fanfare. No, it is God's call that has made us who we are. It is an invitation to humility. No one is a superman or superwoman when it comes to the devil. In our spiritual warfare, we are liable. We are not in any way glorifying the devil or making him look stronger than he is. The best way to triumph over the devil is first to acknowledge you can be beaten by him. That is humility, not fear. That knowledge and acknowledgement then helps you to take precaution against him. If you think you cannot fall, you take too many things for granted, and even before you realize, you come tripping off. Secondly, it makes us realize our need for God, for we are not fighting a physical battle, but against principalities and spirits. But we are consoled, because God never abandons us. He always aids us. And so St. Paul continues, "We are subjected to every kind of hardship, but never distressed. We see no way out, but we never despair. We are pursued, but never cut off, knocked down, but still have some life in us. Dear God's good people, we are earthenware jars, carrying such great treasure, and that treasure is the beautiful gospel that God has given us. As earthenware jars, we are weak, we are fragile, we are delicate, and so we must always depend and trust God for His care, protection, and guidance. Pray for your priests. We are earthenware jars. Pray for one another. As Christians, we strive every day to become perfect. No one is perfect. Perfection is in heaven, but we strive every day, that through the grace of God and by our own little human effort, we may attain that perfection and the heavenly glory that awaits us. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.